Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening, good evening, everyone. This is Joyce Kyles, Executive Director of Walking Into a New Life. Thank you so much for tuning in for another broadcast of Boots on the Ground. We are so pleased to offer this show to you each and every Monday from 5:30 till 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Of course, if you're on the East Coast, it's 6:30, and if you're West Coast, it's 4:30. So welcome, welcome, welcome. And for those of you who are tuning in for your very first time, welcome to the show. We are so pleased to have you join us. It is my sincere delight and pleasure to be able to offer this show each and every week to you all. And as we do each and every week, we have wonderful guests who provide news, information, current events, tangible resources, survivor stories, and we're just so pleased to have our very special guest this week. Ms. Lisa Adams is on the show with us, and I'm going to give you just a little bit about Lisa, but I'm going to offer her an opportunity to tell you even more about her. I had the honor and the privilege to actually get to know her because we both have worked at the same place. She is a law enforcement services with Shelby County's Crime Victim Center, and she works on the Rape Crisis Center side, but she has had the opportunity to do both DV and sexual assault. So I am so pleased to have her expertise on the show with us. She is also a proud mother and recent graduate of Capella University, having received her Master of Science degree in Marriage and Family Therapy. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce to some and present to others my friend, my colleague, my sister in this work, none other than Lisa Adams. So Lisa, welcome to our show.
Thank you so much. Thank you. And for that warm introduction, that actually felt really good. I was like, what else can I say about myself? Because I think you said it all. So I really do appreciate that. And like Joyce was saying, you know, I love this work. It actually isn't something I thought I would end up doing. I actually got hired, you know, by the Shelby County Crime Victim Center, started on the domestic violence side, worked on that side for about a year, and then was recently promoted to the rape crisis side. So now I'm actually dealing with the DNA backlog cases. So these are a lot of the cases that we've seen in the news, and so we're trying to go through a lot of those cases and definitely offer all of those client services and supports and do what we can, you know, with their cases. So okay. I'm working on that side now and trying to get through those as best we can and, you know, and keep the ball rolling, let people know we're around and we're here to help them however we can.
And I'm so grateful to you and the work that you do. I've had the opportunity to serve on a panel with you in the past and then the opportunity to sit in the audience and listen to you give a presentation. So I want our listening audience to be aware that this is a woman who is very passionate and gifted. She's very knowledgeable, and she's very personable. And I really like that about her, just extremely easy to talk to. So the services that they provide and that she's a part of, just know that when you receive services and Lisa's involved, you know that you have a caring, kind, gentle spirit who has a real passion and not just treating you like a number, but treating you like a person. And I think that is so important for those who have gone through or going through domestic violence or sexual assault on any level. They need to know that there are individuals out in the community that do care about them as individuals. And I can say personally that Lisa is one of those people. So, Lisa, first of all, thank you for being a guest today. And then if you would, please share with our listening audience about the services that you all provide.
Yes, thank you again, Joyce, for all those kind and wonderful words. And I just wanted to add to that all the staff here on the crime victim side and the rape crisis side, we're all here to help and be a support. And like Joyce was saying, we never want to treat you like a number at all. We want you guys to come in and get everything that you need from us and allow us to continue to walk with you. Know that we hand you our cards so you can follow up with us as well as we will follow up with you, because we want you to know that we're here now and in the future. And as far as domestic violence on that side, of course, the crime victim side, we offer counseling for victims of domestic violence as well as court advocacy and order protection services. So we're actually going to court with them, making sure we're walking them through this whole process and being that support there for them. We also walk them through other services, you know, any kind of supports that they may need, or any just basic services coming in, you know, filling out paperwork. We're here. We're here to help them through that process. Same side on the rape crisis side. Like I said, working in the DNA backlog, we deal with the old sexual assault cases. And I actually have a number for the DNA hotline. So, of course, if there are people who are still wondering about their case, wondering what's going on, this line you can actually call in. So if that detective has your case available, we can actually link you with that detective. Because a lot of times, you know, we're out looking for a lot of clients, and it's really hard to find them. So if you guys are able to call in, that makes our job even easier so that we can get to you sooner. So if there is something we can do about your case, we can. And that number is 901-636-3438. Once again, it's 901-636-3438. And like I said, that number is specific for DNA, the older cases. But we also, of course, we have at our Rape Crisis Center, we have nurse on staff as well as advocates that are here when we have our current cases. And those are cases that's happening, you know, unfortunately, almost every day. We're having sexual assault victims come in, but we're here to offer them those advocacy services. We, of course, do our kits here, so we allow for that one-on-one time and for them to have time the process everything, and we also link them, you know, to counseling on the rape crisis side, and the counseling is available for those current cases as well as our DNA cases. And all of our services here, of course, are free of charge. We are here, you know, for the clients, and we want them to know that that's what our support is here for. And on the crime victim side, just so you guys have that number is 901-222-3950, and that can link you to services for domestic violence on that crime victim side. We also have a homicide program, so that program is here as well to offer, you know, victims of crime in that area more support, and we have homicide counseling as well as links to those services as well. So we have a variety of things is what's going on is what I want to say.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. And that is one of the things that I really want people to take away from this segment tonight is knowing that there are many services available in order to seek help, whether you have gone through this in the past or you're currently going through it. And maybe if it's not you, it may be someone that you know, someone that's within your circle of responsibility. It may be a family member. It may be a friend. So this would be a good segue then for me to ask you, Lisa, do you have any suggestions or tips that you would like to share with the listening audience about what they should say or do or not say or do in terms of encouraging someone who may be going through DV or sexual assault in terms of how to approach them to seek help?
Okay, that is a good question. And I would say the first thing is for the client to really kind of focus on how is whatever happened to me, whether it's sexual assault or domestic violence, how is this affecting my life? And am I ready to heal from it? I know sometimes those aren't questions that we want to face, but in the end, it's going to be the client's decision to come forward and be able to be ready to deal with some of this stuff. And to be honest, I just tell everybody it's not easy. You know, it's not like we walk into a grocery store and we say, okay, well, I want that piece of bread and that piece of meat. You know, it's not that easy or simple. We want people that when they walk in to let them know this is going to be a process. And throughout this process, we're here to walk you through wherever you are. If you come in and say, okay, I want counseling on the 10th, but then on the 15th you say, okay, I'm not ready for that appointment, then we're going to call you on the 20th. We want to be able to encourage you and allow you to have everything that you need when you're ready for that. We want to be able to link you with all of those services, and that's one of the things we do. We provide you with information. So we hope that when you leave with that packet of information, you can look back at it and say, okay, well, this is the person that helped me. I know I can call them because I had a good relationship with them. They said something to me that encouraged me that day. And that's what we do. Every single person that comes in here, we want to let them know we're here for them when you're ready. And when you're not ready, we still want to at least check in with you. And at that point, you know, we want to put it back in your hands. We want to empower you and allow you to know that you are going to be helped and supported when you come to our center.
And that is a wonderful point. You all don't make people feel as if they've got to do it on a time schedule, in other words. That it
right.
is totally up to them when they are ready and in their own time and their own way. And like you, that's the one thing that I share with people when I'm doing presentations, is that I share with, you know, sometimes when we see someone hurting, we want to help them so much that, you know, you need to go and get help, you need to do this, you need to do that. And we are so zealous because we love and care about these individuals, but we also have to understand that it is a process, that healing is a process, and that it takes time, and everybody's journey or walk is not going to be the same. So I can say that because I am a former employee of the Crime Victims Center, that is something that all of us as advocates really stressed to the clients that we serve, that we are not trying to pressure you into doing anything that you're not ready to do, and that we will be there to hold your hand and walk you through this process and do it at your pace, because we know that by doing it that way, that we will yield the best results for the organization as well as for the individual, because they're doing it at their pace. And so
exactly.
I'm so glad that you did it that way. And for those of you who are just tuning in, of course, I'm Joyce Kyle, the Executive Director of Walking Into a New Life, and you are here with us for another broadcast of Boots on the Ground, and we have the lovely Ms. Lisa Adams on the phone with us today. And as I shared at the beginning of the broadcast, Lisa is a proud mom, a recent graduate of Capella University. She just received her master's degree, and that she actually works for Shelby County's Crime Victim Center and the Rape Crisis Center portion. But she has worked on the DV side previously and has now been promoted over to Rape Crisis Center. So we're just glad to have her and her expertise on the show with us today. And so, Lisa, I want to ask you, because I know at the beginning you said this wasn't something you necessarily thought you would come into. So how did you get started with doing this particular field of work, and what do you find to be the most gratifying about it?
Wow, that's a good question. I have actually done a lot of different work. I've worked in several, like, residential centers, group homes, done some counseling work, foster care, and I've just done a variety of things. And one thing that I've always had, you know, when I look at all those jobs, I'm like, what they all had in common is that I was there to help other people. And when I was offered this position, you know, I kind of said it was just something that kind of fell into my lap, you know, because it was a matter of a couple of weeks. You know, it's like somebody heard my voice and they realized that I did have a passion for this work. And I will say that passions just never ran out. You know, I've been in this work for probably 20 years, you know, just doing somewhere or another, some type of work where I'm working and serving other people and helping them find their way. And it's just something I love to do. So it's just always been there, and when the opportunity came, I just took it.
All right. Well, we're glad that you did, and your passion definitely shines through with what you do. We hear it in your voice all the time, and very pleased to be a part of the program that was hosted at the 1st of April, because, of course, April was Sexual Assault Awareness Month, and the Candlelight Vigil was very, very moving and powerful and enlightening. I think it really helped for some individuals that were there to really get a better sense about sexual assault and ways that they can get involved. For those of you who may not have been able to participate, I would just ask Lisa if she'd like to share just a little bit about that particular event and to be able to share on ways that the community can get involved further.
Yes, the Candlelight Vigil, what can I say about it? It was just a wonderful event. It was an event that the Rape Crisis Center has actually done years before, but is now trying to get the ball rolling again, needless to say. It's an event that we actually hope to host again next year, because we did. We had a great turnout. We had not only, you know, past victims and survivors who came, we also had lots of other community people who came to speak, to share. We had, of course, some police officers there as well. And during that process, it was a process where we could say, here, we have victims of sexual assault. We also have survivors of sexual assault. But most of all, we have a community that we're bringing more awareness to this. Because one thing, you know, I have to say, like coming from the domestic violence side and moving over to rape crisis, you know, we do hear a lot about domestic violence and we hear a lot about, you know, the things that are going on in the community because we see it a lot on TV, people arrested and things like that. And sexual assault is still, you know, taboo. I mean, it's still like, okay, we know it happens, but is it really happening that much? Do people really need to talk about it? There's still that shame and that stigma there, and we're trying to put, basically, Rape Crisis, we're trying to put it back on the map. People need to be aware, just like they're aware of domestic violence, we want people to be more aware of sexual assault as well, because they go hand in hand. One thing I found is that a lot of our rape victims have been in a sexual, you know, in a domestic violence relationship. Same thing with domestic violence. Our domestic violence victims have been sexually assaulted. So it definitely plays hand in hand, and they need to have equal attention. And the Candlelight Vigil, like I said, focused primarily on the sexual assault. But we want people to be aware of everything that's going on. I mean, we had people who shared their stories through poetry. We had people who did monologues with their children. It was a great event. And at the end, we didn't get to light our candles, but we got to hold them up, and we got to say a prayer and really kind of lift up those who survived this vicious, vicious crime. And we want people to know that we have not only advocates in their corner trying to support them, but we have a full community that's going to band together and continue to make people more aware of everything that's going on with sexual assault. So we definitely hope to have a bigger turnout next year. You know, we're planning on it. So we're hoping. We're hoping that that'll be what we need to keep going.
Well, you know, I did participate in that program, and it was certainly my honor and privilege to be able to do so in that way. And It was a great turnout there. So for those of you that missed it, you really missed a great opportunity to connect with community leaders and victims and survivors as well. And just know that going forward, you are going to see more of a presence with Rape Crisis Center, with Crime Victim Center, with our organization, Walking Into a New Life, and so many others as we really, really put a real focus and emphasis on making sure that people are not just aware of domestic violence and sexual assault, but also have an understanding on how they can get involved in the community.
Yes.
To bring more awareness and change. Because I always say that, you know, we've got to move from conversation to change. We've got to move from just awareness to actually being actionary. Because, like you said, we see this on the news so much, and then people will question, okay, it starts to be, people start to get numb to it, you know what I mean? Because, well, it's there, okay, we know it's going on, and we're tired of seeing it, but then we've got to have more people involved and engaged in helping us to help others to heal, to understand, to be educated, where to go for services, where to go for help. So I'm so pleased and grateful that you have come on the show today and been able to share information about what you do and where people can go for help. So what I'd like to do in the next couple of minutes is just to ask you to just talk to our listening audience and any last points that you would want to share, that you would want to make sure that they get from our segment today.
Okay. Thank you again, Joyce. I really appreciate all those kind words and the support that you gave us at the Candlelight Visual. That was amazing. We thank you. And thank you for all your work that you've been doing as well. First, I want to let you guys know, it really helps us. It supports us. And then, you know, shows like this, you know, really kept, you know, it really helps to bring more awareness, and that's what we want to do. So we definitely appreciate all your work. So I just want you to know you're important. You're on my map, too. It's like I'm on your map, but, you know, you're also on my map. But I wanted to let you guys also know about our CREA program. That's a program that we recently started, and it's with the elderly. So we do have a program that's concentrated on the elderly who also is affected by different types of abuse, financial abuse, any type of sexual assault. You know, we have an advocate that are specialized in that area as well. So I want you to know we have a variety of services. And if we don't have it, we're going to link you with somebody who has it. So that's what I want to say first of all. And I guess in my closing, I just wanted to say that people come into this work because they have a passion for it. It's something that not all people are born with, but in the end, if you have that passion and that drive to help other people, it will come out of you and it will shine within you. And as it shines within you, you know that you're broadcasting it all over and people will see it and people will come to you because they want it. People will refer other people to you because they see your passion. And one thing I like to tell people is that anybody in this work is that we want you to keep your passion and keep your light. So you have to take care of yourself as you're trying to heal other people. And for all the people who still need healing, all I ask is that you try and find someone to talk to, because talking is actually part of healing. It's called processing. And a lot of people think, well, I can't get healed from counseling. I won't get fixed. You know, I'll still have these nightmares. I'll still have these triggers. I'll still have this anxiety. Well, the answer to that is, yes, you're still going to have some of that. But when it comes, you're going to know how to deal with it. You're going to know how to cope with it. And you can tell somebody else. You can say, hey, sister, I've dealt with this. This is what coping skill that I've used. So we want people to learn to network, not with themselves, but with each other, be able to be a part of this team and a part of this community to allow everyone to have services. And I'm more than willing to talk to anyone who has questions or want to be linked with services. If it's not me, I will find somebody to make sure that you have the support and the encouragement that you need to keep going. Because when there's a crime, that's a violation. And that violation takes something from you. And our goal here is to give you back some of that, of what that was taken from you. We don't want you to be left, you know, just living your life and just surviving and just moving day by day. But we want you to be thriving in your life. We want people to see that glow inside of you. And we want other people to know that you are not broken. You are not useless. You are not garbage. You are not the mud under somebody's feet. You are not a doormat. But you are a person that has offered so much to this world. You are a survivor, and that's what we really want to have for people. So by all means, if you have any questions for me, feel free to contact me. My name is Lisa Adams. Like I said, I'm an advocate here, and I work in the rape crisis side, over in the DNA side. My phone number is 901-222-3974. You can also email me at lisa@shelbycountytn.gov. So feel free to get in touch with me. I would love to help as many people as I can and definitely connect you with my other wonderful coworkers to provide those services for you.
Lisa, thank you so much. The information that you gave was just spot on, and I said at the beginning of the hour, those of you who tune in from the very beginning, you know, I told you would receive a lot of great information, and you would receive it from someone who is passionate, who is professional and personable, and easy to talk to, easy to understand. And Lisa is that person. I'm so glad that we were able to have you on the show. And I will, like always, we will share our information on our social media outlets. Our website will be up later this week, so I'm excited about that. We have some changes and some updates that we've made to it, so we're looking forward to being able to share your information there. Anyone who missed the Prop of the Hour, you are more than welcome to go back and listen to the replay. Our Boots on the Ground has a fan page on Facebook, so you can go to Boots on the Ground on Facebook and find us. You can also go to Walking Into a New Life fan page and find information there. Everything that we share today will be on those pages as well. For those of you who are tuning in for the first time, Walking Into a New Life's mission is to stop domestic violence and help stabilize victims through a series of projects, programs, and initiatives that we host throughout the year. Right now, we are still collecting cell phones, so if you have old cell phones, doesn't matter how old, they can be flip phone, they can be as new as the Galaxy 7 or whatever it is that you have. It can be broken. It doesn't matter about the brand. We are accepting old cell phones, chargers, batteries, and accessories, and we will give those to Verizon's Hope Line program. And what happens is they take those old phones and they clean them up, they program them and process them, get them refurbished, and then they're distributed to survivors of domestic violence so that they have an outlet to be able to communicate with individuals. So please, if you have any, please contact us by phone at 901-466-6182. Again, that's 901-466-6182. You can also email us at info@wianl.org. Again, that is info@wianl.org. So I just want to again reiterate that we are here, we are available, we want to help as many individuals as possible who may be going through domestic violence, sexual assault, human trafficking. Your issue may be poverty, it may have been cancer. We address all different manners of social issues that are important to our community. Now, while our particular areas of expertise is domestic violence and sexual assault, just like Lisa said during her presentation, you know, if we don't do it, we know people that do. So if you are a victim of human trafficking, we can get you connected to someone who specializes in that field. If it's reproductive justice, we know people who work in that field. If it's cancer, if it's poverty, whatever the situation may be, homelessness, then we have the ability to be able to connect you with individuals that can further assist you to get you back on your feet. The idea is to transition from victim to victorious, and that's the one thing that I love about hosting this show every week is because I am truly committed to making sure that each week our listeners know that people care about you, that we love you, that we support you, that services are available. And I don't want to just make you aware. I want to make sure that you know that there are tangible resources that are available. Are the resources sometimes scarce? Yes, they are. Is this a process? Mm-hmm. Yes, it is. Will you get over it overnight? Absolutely not. That's not how this works. And that is why we work so hard individually and collectively to make sure that we make sure that you understand that we know where you are, we know where you've been, and we know where you're trying to go. We want to help you with that process. So as I conclude this show for tonight, I just want to again say thank you to Lisa for participating and being our special guest tonight. And I want to thank you, the listeners, for tuning in each week and for encouraging other individuals to tune in as well. We cannot do this show without you, and we don't want to do it without you. So if you or someone that you know is going through domestic violence, sexual assault, please know that there are services available. Reach out to your local police department. Reach out to your local coalition. Find out what services are available in your city, your town, your area of responsibility, and let us work together collectively to help individuals transition from victim to victorious. As always, I am Joyce Kiles, Executive Director of Walking Into a New Life. This has been another broadcast of Boots on the Ground. Thank you so much for tuning in. We look forward to having you join us again on next Monday. Be blessed.
Thank you.